Okay, so let's do now from the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is 1168. This is dated the third day of Elul. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Yeshaya Sheyichya Kohen, last name Matlin. He actually used to be the sofer, the scribe, who used to write the tefillin, the mezuzahs, and my tefillin, my original tefillin, came from him. I mean, now we got a lot of sofers, so we had a lot of different, but that was the original one. And the Rebbe starts Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your note, the Pidyon Nefesh, for the Chag HaGeula. Probably must be for Yud Beis Tammuz already. That was for the previous Rebbe's redemption. I did read it on the gravesite of my father-in-law. To arouse great mercy on you and all your families, or whatever, all that your needs. During these days of goodwill and mercy, this is before Rosh Hashanah, this is the month of Elul, I anticipate good news from you to begin the good things that your heart is requesting. For those things and your pidyon nefesh, that everything should be good for you. So the Rebbe is blessing him that all of his requests, basically, that he has, everything on his heart that he wrote, that he wishes for, that Hashem will take care of them and be provided for him. And the Rebbe says that one of the abbreviation of the month of Elul is Ish L'Re'eyu Matonis Lavien. It spells out Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which is the Hebrew letters for the word Elul. A man to his friend and gifts to the poor. So each one of us is considered poor relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's known what Hashem, what the sages say, that God tells us what to do, but He does the same thing. Whatever God commands us. So if God asks us to support the poor, then God gives to the poor Himself. So basically, another plug for Hashem shall give all the good gifts to all of us Jewish people. If Hashem instructs us to give to the poor, He should give to us. And the blessing for a chesivah chesimatoyva and a good year. Now, I'm wondering what happened over there, what exactly he was, but it's like unusually from the rest, a very warm and a very... inspiring letter. Maybe he had some exceptional tzoros or something. I'm not sure what the situation there was, but the Rebbe is blessing him.